Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
How you feeling, little buddy Tim?
Much better.
What'd you have? Did you have, like, the, sniffles and shit?
I'm not certain yet. I still have to, I have another doctor's appointment, but I believe I have gallstones.
Oh! I hear those are not pleasant one little bit.
It certainly was not pleasant. So, that much I can verify. The lack of pleasantness.
Here's pleasantness. I was nowhere near it.
Whew. Oh dear.
We're getting old. Did you feel,
yep.
Did you feel like you were being punched in the taint?
Well, do you want to talk about it on Tancast, Tim?
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, let's save it.
All right.
Control S.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week we talk about Noah's trip to Mardi Gras, sickness, and movies old and new. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome back to Tancast.
Welcome.
It's been a long road.
Stop it.
It's been too long.
Getting into your mom's rear.
Stop it.
It takes a long time because I got a big penis.
Stop it.
It takes a long time.
So long.
My balls are finally near.
After 5 minutes, she's like, "Are you done?" And I'm like, "No."
I'm like, "Bitch, I take my fucking time.
So long. Cherish the moment."
Don't act like you didn't miss us.
And I think that's gonna be the last verse, cause I can't find another rhyme.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
And I am Andy, singing weird.
I'm Noah, the in Tancast. La 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 la. Fa la 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 la.
You know way too much of the melody for someone who supposedly hates that song. Just saying.
What is this song that he was singing?
Tim, do you think that anyone ever really forgets torture?
That was the intro to Star Trek Enterprise.
I was not singing that at all. I was just singing.
I know, you were just sort of filling in some soul around the edges, but it still seemed to work.
Noah's adding the breakdown.
I've been watching a couple videos of these five captain panels that they've had a couple times where Patrick Stewart, William Shatner, Avery Brooks, Kate Mulgrew, and Scott Bakula were all on stage at the same time.
I've got half a chub now that I know that's a thing.
Yeah, it happened once in London and once here, I want to say Toronto, I'm not sure. here's the thing. They should just call that the four captains panel where Avery Brooks sits there and does nothing. The captain's feet. No one has any questions for the captain from Deep Space Nine.
I kind of liked him, though.
So do I. But for some reason, they always ask everybody else questions. And even when they ask Scott Bakula questions, they're quantum leap questions.
Excuse me, sir. I've got a question for the darker gentleman up there. Sir, I was wondering if you could settle a debate for us. Is it real?
I have a question for Cisco. Could you freshen my drink?
That's what I was going to say.
I have a follow-up question for Cisco. Can you perform the thong thong for us?
I was like, what?
Oh my God, I would pay so much money to watch Avery Brooks now do the thong song. So much money. Hollywood, here's my money. Oh. You may have it.
Hollywood,
make it happen.
Here's a little secret. Tim doesn't have any money.
I have enough money to pay for that shit. I don't have enough money to finance it, but I could be... start a Kickstarter. Avery Brooks Fies singing
like,
the song.
What?
Is that butt real? Or is it fake? It's real. Oh, I have missed.
Good to be back. So Andy and I were both sick last week. That's why we weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
But man, we got a lot to cover. There was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Noah was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Noah apparently had some run-in with some beat up whore last night.
Yeah, that was weird. Fair enough.
Noah saw A Good Day to Die Hard. I saw Argo finally.
Argo, fuck yourself.
Argo, fuck yourself. I ran into some friends of Andy's.
Oh.
And well, friends of all of ours, really. But you know, they came to us by way of Andy.
Yes, for I am the strange nexus of all of our friends.
So I assume Andy already knows this story.
Running into the friends?
Yeah.
Nope. No idea.
Oh, okay.
Because shortly afterwards is when I got sick.
Ah. Did they get you sick, little Tim?
I hope not. I doubt it.
What'd you do with Andy's friends? What'd you do with Andy's friends?
Show us on the doll where they touched you.
I gotta say, sidetrack. Today, this week's Modern Family, pretty funny.
I don't know if I've seen it yet or not. That's the miracle of TiVo.
I'm pretty sure I have. I don't remember. Oh, yeah, it was good. It was the one where...
like high school reunion and...
Yeah.
Yes, okay, then I have seen it. And yes, it was good.
I don't know what part good. Made me laugh. I think it might have been like the fact that they're passing off like the responsibility for that, for cutting the kid's hair.
You know, the best part of that whole thing for my wife and I was when they whipped the hat off and everybody was surprised about it, and they showed the baby's reaction to everybody doing like surprise startle face. That baby was adorable. I think it made me ovulate a little.
I love the I'm totally terrible with names, but the little kid, not Manny, the other kid.
Luke?
Yeah, Luke. He just cracks me up. Like, he goes, yes, I will take claim for cutting the kid's child for that pin.
Yeah.
Anyways, where do we want to start with all our stories? We have so many stories.
Well, why don't we start with New Orleans? I think that's the second... That's a rich tapestry of entertainment.
Yeah, Noah traveled.
I gotta say,
and I'm interested in hearing about it.
Oh,
so.
Well, first of all, I'm probably not gonna fly American Airlines again. On my way there, so I had a layover in Texas, which is fine. And so I get off the plane and I ask, you know, the person right out of the gate, I'm like, oh, you know, where's this flight taking from? Because my second ticket didn't have like a gate number, so she told me a gate number. I go there, and the guy's like, oh, so I ask, I'm like, you know, let me just verify my facts. And the guy's like, oh, no, that's taking off from another gate, which is not that big of a deal. And I had a two-hour, like, wait anyways. So I go to the other gate. And then I'm waiting. The other plane gets in. People get off. And then they say, oh, there's a problem with the plane. We're going to see if we can fix it. And then we'll let you know. So they see if they can fix it. They don't have the part. And then they find the part, I guess, and then they're going to try to fix it, and then they can't fix it. And all this probably took, like, my flight, delayed my flight by 2 hours.
Woo!
Good Lord. I was supposed to wait 2 hours. I ended up waiting 4 hours. And then, they're like, okay, we can't use this plane, go to this other gate. So we go to this other gate, and then they go, your plane's not at this gate, your plane's at this other gate that's kind of, not super far away, but far enough away that I was like, really? So we had to go there. I mean, but... So that wasn't what, like, pissed me off. Like, I'm like, all right, whatever, shit happens, it's not the end of the world. When I come back, they're checking baggage, because I guess they're full. And I specifically bought a bag that I know could fit in the overhead compartments for all of them. Like, it fits the measurements. And the lady's like, oh, you can't take that on. That's probably, you know, 24 inches. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's 22 inches. I mean, it said it's a membrane. And I put in a little thing. And the bag's a little puffy, so I just pushed in the little puffy part. Like, there's nothing in it. It's just kind of bulged out because however it's made. I pushed that in so it fit. And she's like, you can't force it in, sir. Regulations. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, there's no the fucking regulations. So I check my bag. And then on my connecting flight back in Texas again on the way back, they didn't even give a fuck. They're just like, yeah, go on, whatever, any size. Like, there was no fucking regulations. Like, there weren't like, oh, that can't go on. There's bags much bigger than mine going on. So that's what kind of like let me go, you know what? Fuck hey, American Airlines.
Hey, what's that? Body in a duffel?
Yeah, you're fine.
I was like, I'm not going to fly you anymore. Not that like it was like the end of the world, but it's just like, you know, I have enough choices. I'm not going to give you my business.
Suck that, American Airlines.
Oh, and so, I don't
eat
know.
Eat a bag of Noah's dick.
On my way there, I was on a fucking huge airplane that had like seven aisles or seven rows. Rows. Is that how it goes?
Had a lot of seven seats across.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking, so they tell you, like, okay, time to turn off your device. This guy's talking on his cell phone. The plane's so big that, and it was pretty empty. He was just chatting away, and, like, no one even noticed for, like, the longest time. And so finally the lady is like, okay. It was just standing looking at him. He was still talking. And eventually he got off. And then as soon as she walked away, he got right back on.
Wow.
So that's the other thing.
I have yelled at a fellow traveler for doing that.
Well, I wasn't right next to him. And I could just kind of hear him. So if I was next to him, I'd probably be like, hey, buddy, can you get off the phone? But I was just like, whatever.
Yeah, I was like across the aisle. Like, turn your fucking phone off.
Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah, they did.
So on my flight back, this lady's like, it hasn't been proven that cell phones do not interfere with the communication or whatever. I'm like, really? Like, if there was any chance that the cell phone could fuck up shit, you think they would let me hold on to my cell phone and just be like, oh, turn it off, please? Because fucking who turns it off? I mean, maybe some people don't. I do not. I'm like, fuck
people
you.
Who follow the rules?
Nah, that's
well, I'm never dickhead. Flying with you, Noah.
And you know what? My flights have all made it.
Yeah, so far.
Anyways, so that's not even in New Orleans yet. So I get there probably like 2 in the morning. And fucking Bourbon Street is still fucking nuts. Like, there's just people walking down the street, getting in the way, walking down the street, beating on the side of the van as we drive by. Like, woo!
Woo, it's a van!
It's a van! I'm drunk and that's a van!
Is that the end from Tancast in there?
I'm like, step back, people. Come on. I need to get to my hotel. It's been a long day.
He I'm stepped gonna punch up on that van!
He jumped out the window and then stepped on the roof of the van, did a little dance for everybody, and then got back in.
I feel a little.
That would be hilarious. And they probably wouldn't let me go to my... Like, fuck. Sir, what the fuck are you doing?
Hold on. I'm doing a helicopter dance.
It's my fans. It's my fans.
Give me my glove.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't even have a glove, sir. Does anyone have a glove?
Rhinestones. I need fucking rhinestones. Stat.
If someone can just give me a dirty sock, I'll cut some holes in it. It's cool.
I'll cut some holes in it and rub it on a stripper.
What?
Glitter.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea where he was going with the stripper part either.
I thought he was just like, I love rubbing strippers with dirty
I
socks.
I love just taking a sometimes smelly sock on my head and rubbing her down.
When I go to a strip club, I take some dirty socks.
So I get there, and I thought this was going to be a bad omen for the rest of the trip. I get there, and the people I'm sharing room with three other people, fucking drunk. Like, just up and drunk, and I was tired because I was like, had a long day. I'm like, oh, God, please don't let this be like the rest of the trip where they're just like hammered all the time. It did not turn out to be the rest of the trip, so it was fine.
Okay. That's good.
So they were up, and I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm, you know, I was just like, you don't have to go to, you know, stop your partying. I'm just tired, so I'm just going to lay down.
Did you wake up with any penises drawn on you?
No. Not that I didn't check, but.
rookie mistake, sir.
No one laughed and stared and pointed at me.
Okay.
One lady did rub my beard and then waved at me.
While you were sleeping?
No, in a parade. So next, okay. The first day we go to a parade. People seem to love the parades. They are a lot of work. A, you get there like hours before just so you can get a spot in line or a spot like, you know, close by. If you want to get close by. You know, if not, then fuck it. You don't have to get there close. That soon.
I want to go to a parade, but I want to stand where I can't see shit. That seems like fun.
Oh, no. You can still see shit, but like, if you want to get like right up close so you can get the beads. By the way, that's where they throw out the majority of the beads, is from these parade floats.
Ah.
Like, the titty thing, it happens, but the majority of your beads, you're going to get from those parades. And then you can throw them out for titties if you want, or people doing push-ups on the fucking dirty-ass Bourbon Street ground. Like, do you realize how many people pissed and puked and walked over that shit, and you can put your hands on there? No,
you
sir.
Put your hands on it?
For no. Some cheap-ass beads?
I'll show you my balls as long as I can do it standing.
I just don't want any of my skin to touch the bare ground.
In fact, give me some stilts. I feel like I don't have enough separation between me and the ground.
I need some hoofing it. So yeah, the first day I check out a parade, it was that was long. Like I said, it takes like, you know, a long time for the parade to get to where you are because they stop all the time, and then it takes hours for the parade to go by.
Well, no, they will break for titties.
Well, there was not a lot of titties in during that parade.
Mm.
Although
sad,
not at that parade, but a different one. This guy, he was watching this girl just like show her breasts. Like, it was one girl. And he had her timing down. He's like, all right, here's what she does. She asks for some beads. She gets the beads. She shows her titties. So we're across, like, the street from her. And after he says this,
Crikey, look at the native New Orleans whore. You give her some beads. You wait a minute. Oh, there are the titties.
Oh, I stick my thumb up bum. She's really pissed off now.
Crikey.
Better get some more beads.
If you show her, she's going to shove those beads up a cloaca.
Oh. What's a cloaca?
And pull them out one by one.
Slow, though. Not like you're starting a lawnmower.
Slower. So after he saw that, I started watching her, and like just like clockwork, fucking was amazing. He's like, she begs for some beads. Someone gives her some beads, fucking, and then the tractor goes by, and between the space of the tractor and the float, titties. I was like, that was amazing.
He's like, no, not there. You got to 2 feet over, right here. Here, you got to be in this line. This is that key. Tractor float break that times the titties.
Science.
Oh, I got interviewed by the news.
Nice.
What was that?
Was Huey Lewis there too?
Nice. Did you do anything foolish?
No.
Did you plug the show?
I'm sorry, I did not think about that.
Worthless.
Digest.com.
That would have been awesome.
So yeah, like we're sitting there, and so I was with like, there's a total of six of us, seven of us, and so the guy, it was just me and one guy when this lady comes up, and she's like, oh, you know, can we interview you for the CBS News? I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, and my, you know, guy I was with, he's like, nah, that's okay, I don't want to be interviewed. I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll do it. So she asked me some questions, like, what are you here for? What have you heard
about?
What
am I here for? Fucking, what do you think I'm here for, bitch?
The Pelican!
What have you heard? I'm like, well,
nature sightings.
I mean,
where are the pelicans?
You know, I heard her for the music, the food, and she's like, "Have you heard anything? Any stories?" I'm like, "Well, I thought there was gonna be titties. I haven't seen any titties yet." I don't know if I said titties. I think I just said flashing. I think I said flashing.
Oh,
and then we both started laughing.
Noah.
And
I've
then
heard
there's
titties.
Where are
so
titties
far,
at? Where are these white titties at?
I love white titties. I got some good news. I fucked a white lady.
Look, why did I come? I came for the pussy. Where the pussy at?
Say, boys, look what I got over here. Where the white women at?
Yes, thank you for going back and doing the scene. The joke has been made. You don't need to go back redo
the setup
line for
that
scene. Fucking thing. You stupid douche.
Gene Wilder's funny to me.
What else happened? So we got interviewed by the news, and I don't know if I made it on. It was a national one though, but we got filmed like three separate times. So they filmed me with my friends, and then
wow. I thought you said we got filled three separate times.
Oh, I got filled. No. So they interviewed me, and then they filmed. They just wanted to film us talking. Like, oh, can we just film you talking? I'm like, all right, you know, with like not any audio. And then later on, they're like, hey, can we film you like getting excited about the floats? Raise your hands up. So we did that. So I was like, I figure like one of those things has to make it on to the show.
You should have faked an orgasm.
I should have wrote tancast.com on my chest and lifted my shirt.
Just like scream.
You
should have written Tancast.com, not available on iTunes anymore, so you have to log on to our website to download it all on your penis.
On your penis.
So it could be seen from space.
Wait, is this in HD? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's an HD. Huge dick.
Okay, so what else happened? Oh, so here's my drunk girl story. So I went to this street called Frenchman Street, which has a lot of bands and a lot of hipsters, by the way. In case you're wondering where the hipsters are, they are on Frenchman Street.
You know, I wondered.
Good to know.
So I'm sitting watching some... Oh, there's a lot of music on Frenchman Street, so that's why I went there for. I wanted to check out some music. So I'm sitting there at a bar watching some music, and this lady comes in and starts making like a beeline for me, and I'm watching her, and she comes up to me and she's like, I'm cold. I left my coat somewhere. I had two coats. And I'm like, well, where's your other coat? She's like, at my hotel. I'm like, all right, well, I don't have a coat. I'm just, you know, I just have this. And she's like, put your arm around me. I was like, all right. I'll play along, drunk lady.
I'll play your game, you rogue.
And her clothes came off. She didn't think I saw. Anyways.
But I saw everything. I mean.
Oh, so then she starts telling me about her boyfriend who's into black hipster guys. And I was like, whoa, is this going to turn out into a penthouse forum letters? like what's going on? Am I being propositioned? And so she's telling me about how he likes to make out with black hipster guys. I'm like, well, where is your boyfriend? And she's like, oh, he's in Pittsburgh. I'm like, oh, all right. And then she's like, yeah, but when I get drunk, I like to fuck women. I mean, like, fuck them. I'm like, oh, all right, that's cool.
And can I watch? You're drunk now.
You should fuck him. Oh, but she's like, I haven't fucked any girls this trip. Oh, and by the way, my friend's standing like right next to me just watching this and kind of laughing and smiling. And then at one point she backs up like a few feet away from me and she's like, pick me up. And I was like, all right, I'll play your game. So I pick her up and she wraps her legs around me. My friend takes a picture and then, you know, I put her back down and she's talking a little bit more. She kisses me a couple times and then she just walks away. Like, doesn't say bye, see you later, just walks right out the door. I'm like, all right, that was interesting. Later on, my friend had left to go back home. He was tired. I run into her again. And this time she wants to take a ride on the pedicab with me. I'm like, all right.
She's like, we meet again, Mandinga.
Wait, what did you say to
him? We meet again, Mandinga.
Oh, I just love the way you said it.
It was funny, but I was like, what the? What?
We meet again, Mandinga.
So then she's like, she starts going, my boyfriend be so jelly. He be so jelly right now. And I'm like, why? I'm with a black hipster guy. I'm like, I'm not hipster. What? And she's like, yeah, you are. You got a beard and stretch lobes. I'm like, yeah. I'm not a hipster, but all right. And then we actually ended up getting a cab. She went to her hotel room, and I went to mine.
No, the best part of that story is you had stretched earlobes before it was cool.
I guess depends on who you run with, but it was kind of cool with people I knew.
Yeah, I know.
You knew me? I didn't think it was cool. I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to think. The first day was probably the most fascinating day. Like, it just, like, so much, I felt like so much shit happened. I had other good times, had some good food. Food is not as good in New Orleans as I thought it would be. Oh, I have never seen so many black people in my life at one time that has not been in a Tenderloin. Like, all the parade had, like, tons of, like, black marching bands. I was like, this is so great to see black people not, like, fucking shit up and homeless.
Black people with their shit together?
Yeah, I mean, for that limited amount of time they did, like, I don't know how they are out in the world, but, I mean...
So you imagine they're just lining up with their marching band? Okay, guys, there's going to be white people. Just hold it together for the next 2 hours.
You can do it. Try not to smoke a crack pipe. Especially you,
Jesus
Bill.
Christ. Oh, fucking Bill. Bill always screws shit up.
No, but I mean, I seriously, I don't think I've ever seen that many black people, like, at one time. Like, It's usually, I don't know. It's just like in the Bay Area, it's you know, I guess it's diverse, but like usually don't see them all together. Sad part is though, black people not on the floats. They were walking. Like really, black people can't get a ride?
In Chocolate City?
They like yeah. So like it would be like marching band, all black floats, all white people. There was one not fully black. Let me back up. So the floats are, the parades are done by crews. So each crew does their own thing. So I watched one by a crew called Bacchus, and then there's one called Zulu. Or basically, you can Google them. They're basically doing blackface. Like it's not blackface, but it's like we're dressed up like Africans, but it looks a lot like blackface. And I know I saw a white person. Like he had gloves on and shit and the blackface, but I was like, fuck, I see white between your sleeve and your glove.
You dirty pink neck.
So, I mean, yeah, overall had a good time. I would have liked to have seen more sights, but the people I was with were way into drinking, so they wanted to do a lot of that. One girl that I was with just had a boob job, apparently, so she was showing off her titties a lot.
Did you get to see?
Yes.
And? Were they thumbs up? Or do you give those? Do you wish you had more hands to give those titties?
Four thumbs down!
I will say they were fine titties.
Them's fine. Them's fine. Fucking New Orleans. Louisiana titties. I could not come up with the state that New Orleans was in. All I kept thinking was Mississippi. I'm like, it's not in Mississippi.
So, I was with a guy named Michael. And there, you know, he was really into seeing the tits. So, there's this girl working at, like, these, up and down Bourbon Street. You went down Bourbon Street, right, Tim?
I did.
It's like Vegas. Like, it's just a tourist trap full of alcohol and, like, titty bars and whatnot. And there's this girl working at one of the daiquiri places. Daiquiri places are huge there. Oh, and yeah. She had big breasts. And I was like, I showed the guy I was with, Mike. I'm like, hey, check out these breasts. And so he comes in, and I'm getting my drink. And I just want him to check it out. I look over, and he's got his face between her titties.
Whoa, he works fast.
Well, she worked there, so it was part of their spiel. Like, you know, buy shots from me, and you can put your face between my titties. But I was just like, holy shit, I did not expect this to happen.
That's what I call customer service.
It is.
Service the customer.
So, yeah, she got $20 out of him. And the shots were like, I don't know, $4, $5.
And probably a little squirt of pre-cum.
Just keeps on going back to that well.
Well, she did one, and then she had to do another, and then she did one that was stuck out of his pants, and then he bought her one, and it was a racket. I saw a band just playing on the street, which I really enjoyed. And I saw some titties. Oh, so I had an idea for an iPhone app. While we were sitting in one corner, kind of look like, you know, basically the people who were on the balconies kind of facilitated the titty showing. Like, they would be like, hey, show us your tits, flash us. And so people would. You could always tell, like, when they're going to do it, because they started getting ready. They started setting the drink down, moving the beads out of the way. So you had the time to get out your camera if you wanted to. And, you know, if you're fast, get a shot.
I'm like, to comb your hair. Shit.
I'm like, it'd be great if you had an iPhone app that showed you where their titties were. Like it was a it has a map, right? And when people see titties, they could check in, and you could see like an uptick in titties, like trending titties, like on Twitter.
I thought you meant like Tit Square or something like that.
How about two round?
But like, you wouldn't want the information to stay there forever, because you know that information's immediate, right? Like, you know, I don't care if there's titties there like a week ago. I want to know titties within the last like 5-10 minutes. If there's a certain spot, like, oh shit, titties are popping off over in that corner. Let's get over there.
That is an app that begs for push notification.
Push and pull notification.
I took a lot of pictures. I'm trying to think of any other highlights. I mean, I think that's it. Like, those are the things I remember.
Did you have any good food while you were there? Did you go to, I think it's called Mother's?
Oh, I heard about it. Did you go there, Tim?
No, I meant to tell you about it because, like, I think it was called Mother's. Like, I walked by, and the line was fucking huge. I was like, it must be good. It's like Pink's Hot Dogs in L.A., where it's just everybody goes there and it's overrated. But well, I was like, oh,
I bet that's worth checking out, but, like, we never had time to, you know, wait for the heat death of the universe for that line to be done.
It was so warm there. That was another thing. Like, I was walking around, like, at 3 in the morning, and it was not cold. I mean, it did rain, and then it got cold then, but for the most part, it was pretty warm. But I got some couple places to try from some people that I know live there. And I would say, overall, the food in New Orleans is not that great. Like, I feel like I get much better food in San Francisco. I did try some places. Probably, like, one of the best places I ate was not even, like, a typical, like, New Orleans-style food place. It was a pizza place. That was just really good.
It was called Le Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut Baton Rouge. I did have some beignets from Café Du Monde, which is, like, apparently the place where you're supposed to get beignets when you're there, because every, like, multiple people are like, oh, you're going to get beignets? Go to Café Du Monde. I was like, all right. They are good. I wanted some type of sauce on them.
Sauce?
Like, strawberry sauce, chocolate sauce. What they do give you is fucking diabetes, because they put a ton of fucking powdered sugar on there.
Now with diabetes.
But they're pretty good. I had a muffaletta, which is another thing I wanted to try, which was pretty good, except for the olives. I'm very sensitive to olives, and they just taste super salty to me.
How can you not like a muffaletta? I mean, it starts with muff.
It was good. I just did not like the olive spread.
Okay.
I tried a burger place called Port au Call, which two people recommended to me. Fucking terrible.
Oh, wow.
Not terrible. It just wasn't very good. Like, the mushrooms came out, and they looked like an unnatural brown color. Like, I'm like, I've seen mushrooms. They do not normally look that color.
You see what we do? We add something to them, man. Oh, I got them. Try them.
Why are you doing Sling Blade all of a sudden?
Because that was my occasion.
Oh, I guarantee. Mm-hmm. By the way, Tim, they have, this is not anything to do with New Orleans, but they have chicken and waffle potato chips now, and I want to try them.
Yes, I want to try them as well, although I remember when I tried the BLT chips, I was disappointed way before the bag was done. I was like, fuck, and I still have this whole bag. I remember when I was in New Orleans, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, because it was also post-cruise, so I was probably more interested in talking cruise stuff. I just struck by how much it looks like New Orleans Square in Disneyland, and like how there was specific things. I'm like, hey, look, and I would take a picture. I'm like, that looks exactly like it does in Disneyland, and like my wife is like, fucking idiot. There's a reason. I'm like, but it's cool. It's what I'm saying.
Someone told me that there's a square, I think Jackson Square, and there's a church there, and that's what the Disneyland castle is based off of.
Huh. Burr?
Huh. That's what someone told me recently. I did not verify my facts.
Yeah, why don't you verify those facts?
Well, you can do it, Tim.
Or I could just keep farting.
How long did you spend in New Orleans, Tim?
Like a day.
So you just kind of walked around, checked out the sights. Any highlights for you when you were there?
Well, we were there on Bastille, or the day before Bastille Day, because that's Danelle and mine's anniversary. So there was a big fireworks show when we were there. So that was cool. Bourbon Street was still pretty crowded. Oh, the next day they did, on actual Bastille Day, they did something called the Running of the Bulls. The Running of the Bulls? Sheesh. Which Danelle and I were trying to figure out, like, wait, I thought this was like a mix of French and American culture. Where does Spain come into it? But whatever. They have apparently figured out a great way to drink in the morning, and that is get on roller skates and pretend to be bulls, and then people chase after you. And like, I don't understand it. We slept through it, but we just kept seeing people on roller skates with flags.
I would want to see that.
Hey, I'm a horny cow. I got wheels for feet.
There were some pretty cool
costumes.
Yep. And then, like, so they have, like, the sanctioned parades, and then people just do their own thing, and, like, there are some pretty impressive just, like, people parades where people are just walking around, and they, you know, kind of made their own, like, thing, and I'm like, this is, like, somebody made, like, a war horse or something that was pretty huge, that's pretty impressive, like, yeah, so that was pretty cool, and then, you know, just people are just happy. Here's another highlight. So, my friends like to drink. So, there's this bar that they just glommed onto that they love. called Boondock Saints. So we were there, and there's this lady who, like, keeps getting spanked and spanking other people, and then whipping out her titties and having people spank her titties. Like,
okay,
quite a lot. And then they were they're on a motorcycle, and they were making out, and people are into that. Like, it was, and guys are so blinded by titties. Like they don't care, like, how much ugliness is surrounding the titties. Just, like, there's some titties out.
Like, dude, you know that chick's only got one tooth, right?
Titties.
What? Doesn't matter. There's a titty under that tooth.
DM, ST.
Whoa,
I just liked that his answer was titties. You know, she only got one tooth, right? Titties. Alright, titties. Titties.
Yeah, so they did a lot of that. And she, you know, she was an attractive lady with some nice breasts. And I did see some nice breasts out there.
I just wanted to know why she was having people slap her tits.
God, it was like a whole, like, dominatrix thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, oh, shit. I like to be spanked.
Okay.
Why you gotta question it, Annie? Just enjoy it.
Why people gotta be mean to the titties? Be nice to the titties.
I think she wanted it that way.
You gotta love the titties. You gotta squeeze the
twitties.
The twitties.
I love me some twitties. I saw a twitty tat. I did. Anyways. yeah. Mississippi River is fucking huge.
Yes, it is.
I think that's all I got. All
right.
Fair enough.
Die Hard. Die Hard, five now? Whatever it's...
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Not terrible.
I just liked when I commented on you checking in at Foursquare about it. I was like, yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia? And your response was?
Yippee-ki-yay could have been a better movie? Or...
That made me laugh. I was like, that is a great, quickly summed up review.
Okay.
It lost... I mean, I think for me, it lost, like, the kind of, like... humor, like, I don't know, I guess the first one, it lost some of its humor. It's more of a serious movie. Oh, and then the fact that, like, I mean, you know the premise that he's going to find his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fucking they're doing, like, dangerous shit, and they're fucking having family spats. I'm like, really? Now is someone you wanted to make have this discussion?
Lame.
But yeah, it was more serious, and I think, like, it just, like, normally, you know, it's Bruce Willis and, like, you know, comic relief. Now they're both, like, Bruce Willis, so they're both just pretty serious. I mean, and there's some comedy in there, but it kind of, yeah, it wasn't as funny as it could have been, like... And yeah, it's lost its heart. Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's terrible. Like, it's definitely not the worst movie I've ever seen.
They should put that on the poster. Die Hard 5. Noah from Tancast says it's definitely not the worst movie I've ever seen.
What were you going to say before that?
Oh, well, I was actually going to change this up because Danelle and I were going to go see Die Hard on Valentine's Day, and then she wasn't feeling well on Valentine's Day, and then that left enough time for the reviews to really come out the next day, and I was like, whoo, you know what, Danelle? We're going to be dead someday. We don't have to see Die Hard 5. So I was like, why don't we see Argo? Because they put it back in theaters because, you know, it keeps winning all these awards, and, you know, the Oscars are tonight, actually,
tonight,
when we're recording this. And so first we went to Rock Bottom Brewery, which I texted a picture of the coaster to Andy to make him jealous of where I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he loves that place.
He does.
I met my wife there.
Any of your other friends happen to text you a picture of that that they were there?
Nope.
Oh, because we were eating by the window, and all of a sudden someone taps on it, and it's Bob and Teresa.
Hey!
Oh, they love that place, too. I think they love that place more than Andy and Caitlin.
I don't think the owners love that place more than Andy and Caitlin.
I see Bob and, like, I follow Bob and Teresa on Foursquare. Fucking checking that place all the time.
They just love checking into it.
Like, we're close enough by that we don't have to go there.
Good beer and good food.
Also,
so you can meet your wife there.
I can't meet your wife there. She's in Georgia.
This is true.
So then they came in. We were talking for a little bit, and then we were gonna say we were gonna go talk to them like afterwards, because like we were, you know, paying the check and getting ready to leave. Wait, side note, our waiter was a douchebag. It was February 15th, and Danelle, at school, they'd had like their post Valentine's Day like dance or whatever. They did it on a Friday because, you know, why do it on a Thursday?
All right.
Anyway, so she was still wearing the like this heart neck, like a almost like a Mardi Gras bead type thing, but it was just hearts and pink and whatever. And so our waiter, first thing he says when he comes up to the table, didn't you get the memo that Valentine's Day was yesterday? I'm like, hey, fuckwad, did you get the memo that our tips come to you?
Like he said,
we don't have to impress you, snot smear. We are fucking here. You have to impress us.
He said it in like a not nice way. He wasn't like, hey, I'm being funny.
Well, in that douchebag sort of way, though. Like, hey, I'm being clever at your expense. I'm like, hey, you know what? Dick in your mouth. And not a dick of your choosing, in case you're gay.
Go on.
Here's a tip for you. Don't be a dick.
Of course, I still ended up giving him the full tip. Mm. What a sap.
Yes, indeed.
But anyway, so Bob and Teresa came in, and then they were sitting down, and we were about to, and like, at the time, we had tons of time between when we got there and when Argo was going to show, and then there was a wait, and then we were eating our food, and we were jibber-jabbering, as, you know, as couples do when they're out. And then, so like, well, let's go say hi to Bob and Teresa, and then we look, and like, oh, movie starts in 3 minutes. So it was like, well, they'll have to know we love them, and we'll see them later. So we, like, book ass over to the theater, and we get in there, and I had to pee the whole time, but I had to hold it, and then it was too good a movie. That was the point. Like, Danelle wasn't sure if she wanted to see it because that night, like, we might have just gone later because she was kind of tired, you know, from the end of the work week and, you know, the end of a Friday. And
Valentine's Day banging.
Yeah, no. So,
bang, bang.
I said bang, bangity bang.
It was getting late,
I said,
and bang, she's bang, like, bang, I don't know. Bang. I'm worried because I might not stay awake for the whole thing. And, like, if you don't know what Argo is, it's the fucking Iran hostage crisis. There is no ease up in the tension of the movie in terms of, you know, what's happening to the people, especially if you are like me and didn't bother reading anything about it ever. So I'm like, oh, shit, what happens? I don't know. Keep watching. And so she was like, I thought I was going to fall asleep. I'm fucking tense this whole way through. It was a good movie. I liked it a lot.
I think I did fall asleep during that movie.
You piece of shit.
For a little bit, I did.
You're a piece of shit.
I know.
Argo, fuck yourself.
It was good, though. I feel like Ben Affleck was, like, the weakest actor, though.
I had no problem with Ben Affleck.
He wasn't terrible, but I feel like he was up against some pretty good actors, and he didn't bring his A game.
I disagree, but that's where we have room to disagree. Did you know? So then we went home and looked at the true story. Did you know there was a whole separate guy that was with Ben Affleck's character?
No.
Yeah. Neither did I, because I watched the movie. Well, he doesn't fucking exist.
Well, apparently, Jimmy Carter, who was president for this going down, said, it's a great movie, except for the fact that, like, 90% of the stuff that they're given the CIA credit for was actually suggestions from the Canadians.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read that, too. Because Canada was not particularly pleased with the final result of the film. They're like, this makes it look like we just sat there and let shit happen.
Hey, we brought some donuts and some back bacon, eh?
Oh, and also Alan Arkin's character, I'm sure there was a producer, certainly did not play that big role in the entire thing.
I mean, that's why I never really trust like a true story. Like, based on true story, I'm like, that doesn't mean shit anymore.
Yeah.
Well, though, he says, like, Ben Affleck was said, like, that's why we say based on a true story, not, like, the accurate docudrama telling of this story.
But, like...
And he was...
I guess it gives it, adds something that is based on Lucy on some true story, but it's just, like, I mean, aren't most things that even people come out, like, make up themselves based on some truth, like, oh, I know this guy, and I'm gonna base this character on him, you know what I mean? Like, It's starting to lose its meaning to me based on a true story.
Meh. But he was right, though. That Alan Arkin character was needed to be added to that story. Like, if you take out that Alan Arkin character, like, a lot of the joy of that movie is gone. And it's just, like, a tense, no relief, you know, arguing about shit for 2 hours.
What did this other guy do that was with Ben Affleck? Just Same thing.
I don't know, and they haven't actually released his name other than the fact it was Julio.
Was he down by the schoolyard?
Shit. I don't know, Negro. So then the next day, I went to work, and about midway through work, I'm like, oh, man, my stomach hurts. All of a sudden, starting to hurt. Oh, starting to hurt a lot worse. Oh, maybe I should go try and take a dump. Nothing's coming out. Oh, just hurts.
I like how you take a dump. Nothing's coming out.
Stomach hurts. Oh, I think I'm going to lie on the floor of this dirty public restroom because my stomach hurts this much.
Ooh. Wow, really?
Yeah. And then I was like, I was finally like, you know what? I have to leave early. I cannot stay here any longer because I cannot focus on my job. I can't just sit. Like, there was no place I could sit in my chair and it would be comfortable. And I was just like, and just my stomach just kept getting, it was more and more hurting. I'm like, I just have to go home and take some aspirin or something. On the drive home, I have to stop my car on the freeway and vomit out the door.
Oh,
that's not good.
I also vomited on my work badge. Don't recommend that. Didn't care.
Went home. Like you were holding it out like a tiny plate to catch it, or just some spatter got on there?
Yeah, I was aiming at it. I was like, take this work badge.
He's like,
no, it was worn around my neck, and I hadn't taken it off. And so when I leaned out the car door, it just, you know, swung right in front of me like, blow, blow, blow.
You can take this job and...
Here's what I think of you, work.
So then I go home, recuperate for 2 days, still not 100%. And then finally, like, I go, I'm like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go to urgent care like I did when I was in L.A. and I had a problem. Nearest one is 30 miles away. I was like, fuck. So then I get an appointment from an advice nurse to go to a doctor, like, the next morning or something like that. And then not even the next morning. It was, like, 2 mornings later. And then it turns out I might have gallstones, which are not good.
No.
So, do you have Kaiser, Tim?
I do.
And the nearest urgent care is 30 miles away? Like, not in San Jose?
Redwood City, yeah. Not one of the San Jose hospital doesn't have urgent care. The Santa Clara hospital doesn't have urgent care. The Milpitas is just a like a medical office, so it doesn't have urgent care. The Campbell one doesn't have urgent care. So, the nearest one I could find was in Redwood City.
I'm pretty sure the San Jose one does have urgent care.
I thought there were, like, satellite urgent care centers in San Jose.
I know, because I've been to the San Jose urgent care.
Maybe they got rid of it.
Yeah, that's possible. That was a few years ago.
Because, like, you go to the website, it says, no urgent care.
That's terrible.
Yes. I went, the first mistake I did was just going to the hospital where we had Michael. I'm like, well, they've got to have emergency care. That thing's huge. Oh. I mean, not urgent care. I'm like, no. My choices were emergency room or suck it up, pussy. Go home. I chose suck it up, pussy.
You're like, this isn't an emergency, but I think it's urgent.
I'm like, I don't think my stomach should be hurting for this long.
Oh, wait. You're talking about urgent care. Maybe I was in the emergency room.
Well, yes, they definitely have an emergency room.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
I probably would have went there.
Well, at least it was subsiding. It just wasn't subsiding quickly, you know what
gotcha.
I mean? Like, I still, like, all of Sunday, I think I ate two things because I was just like, I don't want to eat. And by two things, I mean a grape and a Ritz.
Ritz are pretty delicious. Like, if I had gallstones, I would eat some Ritz.
Tim's trying to get down to his modeling weight.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, at least I'll probably be losing weight from this. So long, gut.
Oh, well, man, we should get some more gallstones, Tim. I think, calcium, right? Drink lots of milk.
It's actually cholesterol is gallstones. I think you're thinking of kidney stones.
Oh, okay.
Because they come from your gallbladder because they take excess bile from your liver.
Mm-hmm. Look at Tim. Created... No one shit.
Look at Tim Googling shit, trying to figure out what's wrong with shit.
Still, I'm impressed, sir.
Oh, here's something. If you go to the doctor and you're a comedian, don't tell them that.
What?
Because then they want to talk about comedy the entire time. And they go, oh, yeah, this is comedy. This, you know, this one comedian you may have heard of, he's actually started out as a doctor at Kaiser. His wife's a doctor, too. Yeah. My fucking gallbladder, doc. Can we get back to this?
You know what? You come and see me at Yuck Yucks and we'll talk my shop.
Yuck Yucks.
Or you could come see me March 2nd in Saratoga for Phil Johnson's birthday show. There, got a plug in.
Very nice. Or the side of any freeway in the South Bay area.
Where I'll be vomiting and hoping cars don't catch my door on their way by the exit lane.
Did that almost happen?
I feared it did. I don't know.
He was looking more at the ground.
I was, yeah, like when I was like, fuck, I'm going to pass out while driving. That's not good. I'm on a freeway. I think I might want to pull over for a sec, for just a hot sec, see if I can't handle some business. So anyway, now I'm feeling much better.
That's
good. In case
good.
Everybody's wondering. Although I have an appointment to check and see if, I have an appointment for an ultrasound to see if there are, in fact, gallstones. I'm like, well, if I feel better, chances are I've already handled it, right?
I don't know how gallstones work.
I'm pretty sure. Well, again, in the various Googling I did, once you pass them, they're
how
gone.
How do you pass them?
Magnets.
How the fuck do they work?
Sorry. My son is crying. My wife is mocking him. More than likely, he's doing something wrong and crying about it, which is why she's doing it, but it's still funny to hear.
It's terrible.
No, it's not.
Like, wait till you have children. You will mock the fuck out of them.
I'm like, I'm with Louis C.K. on that, when he has that bit about when you see somebody just yelling at their kid, like, shut up, you're so stupid. You're like, what a horrible parent. I'm like, what did that fucking child do to that beautiful woman? I wish I could help.
So how do you pass gallstones, Tim?
I can't remember. I think the gallbladder will actually deposit them into your lower intestine.
Oh, and then you poop them out.
I think it's the bile duct.
Yes.
Did they escape through?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Which is better than kidney stones, which you have to pee out, which I hear is fucking horrible.
Exactly. Although they can be the size of like a grain of sand or apparently a golf ball. So I'm hoping mine was on the sand scale.
Because if it's golf ball, that's still a golf ball you got to poop.
Ooh, exactly.
You should save that.
Four.
At first I thought you were asking why.
Yeah. But then I was like, I got it.
So. Oh, silly.
So, Andy.
Yeah?
How was your couple weeks?
Fairly uneventful. Drew got everybody an extra dose of sick, which was super duper awesome. We thought we were going to, last weekend, make a trip driving up to Western Pennsylvania.
Yeesh.
My wife's grandmother, whom I've never met and Drew has never met, has been in the hospital. But her family, not her mom and dad, you know, the cool family, but other members of the family threw a massive fit about, why are they coming up? What are they thinking? They're going to bring a kid into a hospital? Like, going to bring a kid to meet his potentially, like, deathly ill grandmother for the first time? So, like, it got to the point with the family drama that, like, just at random this week, I just asked my wife, I was like, is your grandmother, like, secretly rich and, like, I just don't know that about your family? She's like, no, why? I'm like, because it seems like the rest of your family is acting like we're the asshole outsider people that you see in the movies who, like, sweep in as somebody is, like, starting to get sick and try to, like, ingratiate themselves to, like, get a bigger chunk of the will or something.
Is that not what you're doing?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just want Drew to meet one of his great-grandmothers. Sorry, I think I keep saying grandmother. It's my wife's grandmother, his great-grandmother.
Ah.
Of course, anybody listening to this probably already did that mental calculation and realized, Andy's an idiot.
They did that first episode.
Yeah, so, like, we got to... I'm agreeing with you and just moving on from there. I didn't miss what you said. We'll just take it as written that what you said was truthful and factual. And continue on with the story. So I was getting all prepared and, like, thinking, oh, I think I should probably go get the car checked out if we're about to spend 12 hours running the engine constantly, and then do the same thing 12 hours, like 72 hours later. I think it was the last possible day. Like we were going to be packing that night, and we finally got the word. It's like, it's probably best if you don't come. Well, according to the doctors, it's best if you don't come. And that very evening, both my wife and I had fevers of like 102. Yeah, so good thing we didn't go. Because, yeah, we were both sick for the entire three-day weekend, as opposed to just being in the car with a whiny kid.
That is unfortunate.
So instead, I spent a lot of time napping, and I watched on, between Netflix and HBO Go, Limitless, Battleship, and Chronicle.
Unlimitless?
Unlimitless? What?
Wouldn't Limitless... Oh, never mind. I'm an idiot.
He thought you were referring to the amount of Battleship you watched.
He didn't say limited. He said limitless.
Yes, I watched Limitless Battleship. That's kind of like Battleship, except it never fucking ends. By the way, whoever greenlit that movie should be hit. Just open face, not too violent, but a lot. Like, everyone who sees them and hears, yeah, I'm the guy who greenlit Battleship, they should expect a slap is going to follow immediately that admission.
I'm probably going to watch it at some point.
Yeah, I kind of felt the same way. I was like, fuck it. I got to see. It's just, like, boring and shitty. And, like, you see where they're shoehorning in the bits of the fucking tabletop game, your board game. Well, whatever. I guess it's not technically a board because it got the little blocker thingy, but whatever. Like, you just see them, like, shoehorning this shit in. It's like, oh, my fucking Christ. It's like somebody had an idea for the slowest, most ill-planned invasion movie of all time, and Hasbro said, hey, we got some extra cash burning a hole in our pockets. and a fucking theatrical turd was born. So, ignoring the parts of it that are quote-unquote Battleship, the actual movie itself is fucking boring. Like, the aliens don't seem like they're that big of a threat, mostly because they're fucking shit. Okay, spoiler alert. But their ships don't fly! They, like, crash land in the water, and they can't even, like
but go the, in the water. But aren't super powerful with super, like, advanced technology?
They got powerful weapons that they hardly use at all, but apparently they got shit for sensors and shit for mobility. So they just sort of, like, float dead in the water on the top of the water while people shoot at them. And then they kind of do these, like, hey, we're going to fly. Nope, we're going to crash back in the water. Hops. Like, that's the only maneuvering these things can go. I'm like, these are ships that have flown through the vastness of space, but apparently can't handle gravity or air. Oh, and they brought... So, like I said, worst planned invasion ever. They brought 5 fucking ships. And one of them, again, spoiler alert, broke up on entry. And I was a little disappointed about that because in the game, there's supposed to be 5 ships on either side, and they didn't match that up. I was like, if you're going to crib from the fucking game, at least get the right number of ships.
Really? That bothered you?
It did. It actually did bother me. Because of every other fucking thing from the game that they just shoehorned in, and then to miss 5 ships versus 5 ships, go.
You know what? Everybody loses one.
Okay, fine. Everyone loses one.
So you know what they should have done? They should have just stacked their ships all on top of each other.
So the aliens also just simply suck at invasions. Like, it's horribly planned. They didn't bring enough guys. They have this idea where, like, if they're going to go try to take things out, they'll just send, like, one dude in a suit. Like, what about your fucking super weapons that rip everything up? Did you not bring enough gunpowder for those things?
Did they try to make the battle turn-based?
Yes. At one point, it was, like, it was fairly obvious that turn-based is what they were trying to go for.
Interesting. What did you think about Limitless?
I thought Limitless was pretty damn good. There was some interesting stuff with the camera work. Bradley Cooper did a really good job. The thing, weirdly, that pissed me off about Limitless was the trailer. And maybe this is just because I'm an idiot, which, again, we've already admitted, and we're moving on.
No, let's delve on it a little bit.
The trailer made me think that Robert De Niro was, like, his provider or something like that, like the way they cut the trailer together, that is not at all what Robert De Niro's character is. He's like a Wall Street investment guru.
Well, but he's his mentor, kind of.
Yeah, but like the way they cut it together, like in the trailer, at least as far as I recall. It really seemed like Robert De Niro was like this shadowy guy getting Bradley Cooper addicted to the stuff. And like after having watched the movie, they clipped a whole shit ton of scenes together to make that conversation up for the trailer.
Okay.
I don't remember that at all.
So again, maybe I'm just an idiot.
Maybe subsequently since the movie, people have done that with the trailer. But if I know better, I know what I'm not watching. So, you know, maybe like subsequent releases of, you know, like, hey, coming on video, Limitless. Hey, I'm Robert De Niro. You should have some fucking pills. Okay, I'll get some pills. Coming this Friday.
Hey, they were also in Silver Linings Playbook together. There you go. Okay. Movie trivia with Noah.
Random inserted movie trivia.
So, Limitless good. Chronicle.
I have to say about so Limitless, good. And it's the same complaint I believe Cracked had with it. Like, he's supposedly super smart by taking that pill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Noah's seen it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is at least a minor spoiler for people who haven't seen it. He becomes smarter, and then he borrows a bunch of money from like this loan shark. Mm-hmm. He uses it to become a bajillionaire and mm-hmm. never fucking pays back the loan shark so that it comes back to haunt him in the not the third act, but at least farther on in the movie. Like, why isn't that the first thing you do when you make a buttload of money? Like, I'm gonna get fucking Skeezix mix loan shark off my back and then I'm free and clear. Nope, I'm gonna let that shit hang.
So shall I jump in?
Jump in.
Spoil maybe a little. So they don't do like a really good job, I think, outlining it in the movie. But if I recall correctly, what happened was he makes a shit ton of money. The loan shark shows up kind of early, like, "Hey, I heard you got a shit ton of money. Where's my money? Like, now you pay me back now. I know you've got the money now. You pay me back now. Like, fuck anything that we agreed to before. You don't go out spending a bunch of other money on shit before you pay me back. You pay me back first." When he took the guy to get the money, the loan shark found out about the drugs that he was taking, thought that they were just regular drugs, but took one and got super smart himself. And that's why the stuff bit him in the ass, is it's the loan shark just kind of like inserted him into a point in his life where he wasn't like he hadn't fully hidden his drug stash. And wound up discovering it, kind of falling ass backwards into it, and that's why the loan shark guy kind of became the problem in the second and third act.
I'm still saying, as soon as I make the money, I pay back the loan shark.
This is true. And they also kind of point out in the movie that it's not like he just became, like, godly prescient. It's like his view of the world got expanded. Like, he could remember everything that he's ever read, so it's like he got perfect recall and, like, perfect situational awareness. But they kind of show off at several points where it's like, even with that, he still has blind spots. He still has spots where, like, you know, his ego or his drive or whatever kind of, like, still lead him to overlook things that he shouldn't have overlooked.
Still, fucking, how are you not paranoid? Like, okay, I don't need these motherfuckers having anything over me while I am trying to make it in this high society world.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so you had another, you wanted to move on to another movie, and we are running a little long.
Oh, I was just saying, Chronicle, also a good movie.
I enjoyed Chronicle.
Yep. I haven't seen it. I probably should.
You should, Tim. God, you should. Right. Oh, okay. Die Hard 5? Fucking within the first probably 10 minutes of the movie, fucking John McClane steals a car, maybe 15 minutes, and fucking just wrecking shit. Like, just wrecking. Like, really? You go to Russia and this is what you fucking do?
He's John fucking McClane.
He's stuck in the 80s. He thinks we're still at war with them.
And someone pointed out, like, he probably killed somebody.
You know what? Die Hard 1 was after the Berlin Wall fell, wasn't it?
Was it?
89.
Holy shit. You're right.
Wasn't it 89?
In the summer of 89.
Man, 88. Bruce Willis got some old balls.
It was 88. Is that the Berlin Wall had fallen before Reagan was done being president, right?
I thought it fell under Bush.
Oh, well, maybe not.
I mean, there was the Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall speech, but...
Yeah, but I thought him and Reagan signed something together. Like, I thought... Nah, it's not important.
We need to hash this out right now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yes, it is important. Fucking world politics is important. I don't want to give that impression that I don't think it's important. I mean, it's not important for us to figure it out in order to determine whether or not Die Hard 5 means that Bruce Willis is stuck in a Cold War ending mentality. That is what I'm saying.
November 9th, 1989 is the day that the wall is considered to have fallen, even though the whole thing wasn't all torn down. Like, that day.
All right. Well, there you go.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Source of truth and wonder.
Thank you. Here's the thing I wanted to know. Hopefully it's not a spoiler. Did they make any mention of McClane's ex-wife?
Yes. Mom is mentioned.
Is there any chance they're getting back together?
No.
Fuck. That is so fucking lame.
Yep.
Yeah, she was just mentioned in passing, like, oh, yeah, I think, like, your mom. Like, it wasn't, like, a plot point. Like, oh, we're trying to work things out.
It's like the first two movies, he's trying so hard to save her. And then the last three movies, they're, like, under the rug, fucker.
Yep.
At least at the end of three, there was hope they were about to get back together. Like.
Yeah, when he calls her up and then has the epiphany.
Yeah, but then he calls her up again at the end. Like, you know, he's like, as they go into credits, he's about to call her again. You're like, okay, they'll work things out. Four, they just divorced. That's it. She gets one. She gets a stock photo when Timothy Oliphant is going through his file history.
Wow.
The fuck? What the fuck, Hollywood? What the fuck?
It's really
what the fuck, Holly Gennaro?
It's really bothering Tim.
Why? Why set us up to like these characters and then just fuck you? Don't like these characters. They're unhappy. You should be unhappy. Unhappiness.
Yeah. Tim's taking this very strongly.
I think what it is it's really kind of a metafiction that you're supposed to kind of wrap your head around, Tim. And that is, fuck it, he should have let the bitch die in the first one.
Wow. That's not cool, man.
The moral of the story is never save the bitch.
Yep.
It's and that's Tancaster this week.
It's a big wide world. Lots of bitches out there. Go to New Orleans. Some of them will show you their titties.
Yes, they're titties.
All right, so any Oscar predictions for tonight?
People will win.
Someone will cry. Someone will thank Mom.
The Avengers being reassembled on the stage will be hugely disappointing. Hugely disappointing.
Yes.
They are all going to stand on the stage, and then one by one, they'll be like, visual effects in a movie make movies great. Yes, I know that when I see a movie, it has visual effects. I like to see the visual effects. Yes, the visual effects artists have this. I'm tired of these motherfucking visual effects in this motherfucking category. Let's read the list.
Hey, everyone, I was Loki.
And I'm Scarlet.
So was that like a big thing, like they're going to reassemble?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't watch ABC?
They've been pimping the shit out of it on TV.
No, exactly. I don't watch television.
No, it doesn't watch television because he's a fucking hipster.
I don't watch television. I'm so much better than you, Timba, because I don't watch television.
I got my beard and my stretched earlobes.
I live in San Francisco and I wear hemp underwear and I don't have a car or watch television because I am the best. Maybe you are a hipster. Maybe that duck roll was right.
Noah, quick. Be honest. Do you have any patchouli in the house?
I do not.
Okay.
Live.
I do have a candle that smells like delicious cake, though.
Is it gluten-free cake that it smells like?
Nope, perfect. It's got tons of gluten in it.
It's got gluten up the ass.
Well, I can't top that, so I will say that my only Oscar prediction is that Seth MacFarlane is going to make some joke that people are going to be butthurt about tomorrow.
Yay! I hope so.
My Oscar prediction is I will not watch it.
That prediction is coming true.
I do not think Silver Linings Playbook should have been nominated. How about that?
All right.
I have no opinion on that.
Me either.
It was a good movie, but I didn't think it was Oscar worthy.
Holy shit, it's up for 8 Oscars.
Yeah. In a row?
Wasn't
in a row.
It wasn't that good.
It sucked 8 Oscars.
I got 3 quick stories.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm coming home from, I don't know, doesn't matter where I'm coming home from. I see a girl dressed up like gold, a gold dress, gold shoes. She's talking to two guys. I don't know who these guys are. And then I see her, and then I look up the street, and I see this guy walking on this black guy walking down the street in a purple pink bathrobe, smoking a cigarette in PJs. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I go into the corner store that's right below me, and I'm buying something, and I look out the door, and I see the black guy standing and goes, excuse me, miss, do you need company for the night? And I guess she must have said no, because he said okay and walked away.
That's pretty bold.
I was like, well, man, where do you think that was going to go? Like, do you live nearby? I mean, I guess, like, if you're walking around like that, like, I've never seen this guy before, though.
Dude's like, no, I only live 3 blocks from here. Okay, well, 3 blocks that way, and then you got to make a left and go about 5 blocks up. Then you catch
up. 3 blocks from here is my van, and then the chloroform's right in there. You just take a nap, you wake up. Goodbye, anal virginity!
No, it's safe. See, somebody wrote in the dust, caking the back window, not a rape van. No, I don't know who wrote that.
What was the joke again?
Someone wrote in the dust on the back of his van, not a rape van.
Nice. I think it was her. Isn't your golden birthday like the day that you were born plus your age, like, and your age are the same?
Huh?
I think that's your golden birthday. Like, you know, so I was born on October 25th, so when I turned 25, that was my golden birthday.
I thought it was the one where you get so drunk that your friends take turns peeing on you.
No, that was my bar mitzvah.
Oh, I gotcha.
Speaking
of crazy anniversaries, Tim, sometime right around now, 20 years ago, you and I were playing tennis for the first time against each other.
Crazy. Sometime in the next couple minutes, I gotta take my kid to Gymboree, so we need to get this fucking shit over with.
All right.
My second story. I'm in San Francisco walking around going to a bar. I'm waiting on light. I look over, and I see this lady walking towards me who's half her face looks red. And I'm like, all right, well, maybe that's a birthmark or something. Nope, it was blood. Just stumbling down the street, half face, half bloody. So I go up to her. Well, first I'm like, I say, hey, do you need help? And she didn't respond. And I walk her. Watch her go by, and then I'm like, maybe I should ask again. So I run up to her, I'm like, hey, miss, do you need help? And she's like, no, I'm good, and just kept walking. And like,
you know,
and then,
if somebody with half their face covered with blood tells you no, they're good, they may be in shock. You should probably try to get them some help. Just for future reference, next time blood-covered person tells you they're okay.
I thought about maybe...
What the fuck is he, fucking... You know, I don't know, fucking guy who solves the world's problems? He's the fucking guy.
I followed her for a little bit.
To watch your death rattle.
I've never seen someone die before.
I was like, if she falls down, I'm going to take her wallet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is terrible.
My thought was that she was just trying, puts on sunglasses, to save face.
Yes. Terrible. Poor taste, Tim.
Oh.
I regret nothing.
And then other people, multiple people saw her. People offered help. She said no. I thought about calling the cops, but then I was like, well, I mean, she's a moving target. So then I'm like, yeah, she's going down the street. Now she's going down the street. Now she's going down the street. I'm like, I don't know. But maybe you're right, Andy. I did not call. Last story is I'm getting off the bus coming home last night, and I see this guy that I normally see around the neighborhood, and we're standing at the light, and I just nod at him, had my headphones in, and he said something. I pull my head, I'm like, what? He goes, your nod's not going to help me. And then he just promptly falls on his ass, lays back, and starts laughing.
Oh, they found that girl.
Drunkenly.
I hear her out the window.
Oh. Hope to take a wallet.
They should have sent a hearse.
Aww.
Been a couple days.
Too late.
So there you go.
All right. That's your extended edition Tancast for this week.
Hope that makes up for it.
Happy anniversary, Andy.
Kind of suspect it doesn't. Right back at you.
You fucking piece of shit.
I have no idea when we met, Tim.
Me either. But I know I'm never breaking you again.
Wait, not 20 years, 21.
Oh, oh shit.
Well, then this is bullshit. Who gives a fuck?
I suck at math. Our friendship could drink now!
Sad. Our friendship is older than some of our listeners.
I knew Tim when he had young balls.
All right, wrapping it up. So, you're doing it.
I know Tim when he has old balls.
You're doing it like a hipster douche.
This week, I hate family drama.
Remember, never trust the fifth in the series of Die Hard movies.
Excellent.
I didn't.
Good for you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of TanCast. Go to TanCast.com for all your TanCast needs, because we're not on iTunes anymore. But you can take our RSS feed, which is linked on TanCast.com, put it into your iTunes, and subscribe to us from there. And you've also got our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and our official TanCast store, all available at TanCast.com. As always, thank you to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme, and we will catch you next time on another exciting episode of TanCast.
TanCast.
Uh-oh, did I lose everybody?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. We have to cut that girly laugh out of the show because it doesn't respond to anything.
So I've been trying to hold the laugh in so I didn't have to cut it.
Okay. We're going to reset.
All right. You know, someday when we're dead, Tim, you should save all these different clips you're cutting out and just like when The Last of Us dies, accept some automatic thing that just posts them to the web.
That will be our legacy.
Here's what dicks those guys really were.
And the 12 fans who are still alive and paying attention will enjoy them.